Hello, my name is Tom Hess, and I am a personal friend of the teacher who you take lessons from. I have a special program where I work with music teachers, guitar teachers, and piano teachers, and voice teachers, etc. And we exchange ideas about better ways to help our students get better fulfillment and greater results from the lessons that they're taking, in this case, the lessons that you're taking. So I've been working very closely with your teacher to help them to help you become the musician that you ultimately want to be. And what I've done today is prepared for you a whole session on how you can guide yourself with the aid of your teacher to reach your musical goals and become the guitar player or the singer or the fiddle player or the piano player that you ultimately want to become. Now, what I want you to do is remember back when you first had the thought of learning to play an instrument or learning to sing or whatever. And do you remember how exciting that was? You feel that excitement inside yourself with the very thought of learning to be a musician and how much fun that would ultimately be after you go through the process of taking lessons and you learn more and more and learn how to play and maybe create your own music. And it's just so awesome. It's just great. And I know that you already know this because you're an active student. So of course you want to become a great musician and have fun and play the way you want to or sing the way you want to or whatever the case is with you. Now, the first thing that I want to say here is that you personally have the potential to become a great musician. Now, I can say that even though you and I have never met. I've met your teacher, but I have not met you. But the truth is, it doesn't matter if I've met you because I know that you have a massive amount of potential to become the musician that you want to become. I know that because we all do. All of us as people have that potential. I have never met a person in my life that did not have the potential to become a musician. Never once. Even people with disabilities can become musicians. Are they going to become the world's greatest musicians? Well, maybe or maybe not, but certainly they can become musicians and become good musicians that can create good music, play good music, and be very happy with what it is that they want to do and play how they want to play. I also know that you sometimes feel frustrated, or I can at least say there will be times when you will feel frustrated with yourself, with your abilities. You may start to doubt yourself or doubt your potential to play the way you want to play or sing the way you want to sing. Let me just say that we've all been there. Your teacher went through the same frustrations that you're going through or that you will go through someday in the future. I can relate to you. I've been through that as well. There were times when I felt like giving up on playing guitar. I'm a guitar player. Many times. I never did actually give up, but I was very frustrated. I can relate to that frustration when you try something, when you're practicing something, and it seems sometimes like it can take forever to be able to master something, or it's just harder than it seems when you see other people doing it. That's normal. That's frustration that we've all been through. So I know what you go through. I know what you sacrifice when you practice. I know the frustration you feel. I can relate. I get it. I understand. But I have some advice for you, and I have a very clear path that's going to help you overcome any and all frustration that you either feel now or you will feel in the future. Okay? It's going to take a partnership between yourself and your music teacher in order for you to overcome all those frustrations and truly become the musician that you've always dreamed of becoming. But I have faith in your teacher because I'm working with your teacher. So I understand your teacher's abilities to help you. At the same time, I have faith in you, even though we've never met, because I know you have the potential, as we all do. So step one in this process, for you to truly become the musician you want to become, you need to have faith and trust in your teacher. This is so important. Even if you don't believe in yourself yet, you will, but even if you don't believe in yourself, you have to believe in your teacher. This is so critical. Your teacher understands what it is that you're going through. Even if sometimes you wonder if he or she really does, your teacher knows. Your teacher also knows what needs to be done to help you become the musician you want to be. Your teacher understands the frustrations that you either are feeling now, or that, you know, the challenges that you will have to overcome in the future, and knows how to help you navigate all those things. Okay? You must have trust in your teacher. One of the biggest mistakes I made in my life when I was learning to play is I did not have faith in some of my teachers when I was starting out. I thought they didn't understand me sometimes. I thought that they didn't truly even understand what I wanted to do or the styles that I was interested in, or they just couldn't relate to me sometimes, or maybe I couldn't relate to them. And I didn't have full faith and trust in my teachers. And you know what? That really, truly, and profoundly hurt me as a musician, you know, starting out my teenage years. I made such slow progress. It was very frustrating. And I didn't understand why that was happening. Today, I do understand why that happened. I just didn't trust and put faith in my teacher. I didn't always do, you know, what my teachers told me to do when they told me to do it. They told me to practice this and practice that and do it this way and do it that way. And sometimes I just thought, oh, maybe I'll do it my own way instead. And, you know, I wasted a lot of time by not just simply doing what they said, because I really did know better. Okay, so that's step one, okay? Trust your teacher. Now, step two, and this part's really important, okay? I want you to get a piece of paper and something to write with, pen or pencil. Now, if you happen to be driving your car or something like that while you're listening to this, obviously wait until it's safe for you to, you know, write things down. All right, but you will really need a piece of paper. Don't just listen to this, because it'll be confusing without your ability to write all the stuff down, okay? So please stop the recording now, get something to write with, something to write on, and then come back.